WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in his state as the rain keeps coming down in South Florida. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Miami.
More than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed.
I was through security and then I got the notification that it was canceled. So, hey, nothing you can do about the weather.
Submerged roads making transportation a nightmare.
Even the Florida Panthers were delayed trying to get to the Stanley Cup final in Edmonton, and there's more rain in the forecast for today. President Biden is in Italy this morning meeting with G7 leaders. He will also sit down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, pledging U.S. support for a new security agreement for his country. Will Elon Musk be staying at Tesla? Shareholders of the company will vote today on an all-stock deal worth nearly $50 billion. The package was approved last year, but was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year. That pay package was worth even more than that, but the share price of Tesla's fallen in recent months. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
New video shows a Baraboo School District parent inside the office of a school resource officer minutes after he rushed the stage at a high school graduation. Previous video shows him pushing Superintendent Rainey Briggs off the stage, stopping the superintendent from shaking his daughter's hand. In the video, Eddie is being interviewed by police. The police report notes that Dr. Briggs said he had no idea who the parent was until days after he was pushed, and that he, as a superintendent, isn't directly involved with student discipline. Eddie faces a charge of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. If convicted, he could face up to 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. A judge has granted a temporary restraining order filed by Briggs against the parent last week. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently, 63 degrees. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. Well, I can't promise great, but I can definitely promise soggy after those overnight showers and thunderstorms. And no more rain, Mother Nature. We've had enough. Turn the faucets off completely. My root cellar would thank you, and so would a lot of basements. One extreme to another with that woman. I don't know what to tell you. Here's a flock of seagulls. I ran so far away on Max FM.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
I've been thinking about you. There is London Beat. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday Eve?
Doing great. You know, I mean, one day closer to the weekend. That's always a good thing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll always be excited about that. Hopefully, everybody's basements are dry this morning because we did have a severe thunderstorm warning that rolled through the area overnight. A lot of rain, a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning. Kind of woke me up. I don't even know what time it was. I didn't really even look at my clock. I just heard it, and then I laid there for a few minutes listening to it, and then I got up this morning to the aftermath of the root cellar.
No flooding down there, though, right?
Well, Well, it's a little damp. It's a little damp. Nothing that some towels wouldn't, you know, take care of, though, early in the morning. You know, it was one of those things. It was just an annoyance. I didn't really have time to deal with it because of the fact that I was up a little too late in the middle of the night listening to the thunder and the lightning and the rain. And then I had to come down to the studio area, whatever we're calling this makeshift thing that we still haven't gotten into a real studio. And then I had to kind of deal with the ramifications of the root cellar, but that was okay. It was all right. I was just running a little behind. No big deal. It's just a Friday Eve, and we're going to keep smiling because it's almost the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, anytime something like that happens, Corey is not around. He's out of town every single time. So I can't even rely on him to give me a couple of extra hands. He stayed overnight in Madison last night because he has some really early morning meetings today. I believe they start here in the next 15 minutes or so. So he wanted to get a jump start on the day. Really, it wasn't so much of a jump start as my husband, as we've talked, is not a morning person. So there was no way he was getting himself up super, super early to drive to Madison from our house. He just wanted to be able to essentially roll out of bed, take a shower, and then walk down to where he needed to be. That's essentially what it was.
Whatever works. And
we don't judge. We all know our shortcomings in life. Early mornings are not his thing. They are definitely not his thing. Now, how about you guys? All good at the Finn household? Anything new and exciting happening?
See, now I had a totally different approach on yesterday. So, yeah, in the afternoon, I went out into the garage, was doing some work out in the garage, and it started to pour. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to settle in and just kick back and watch the rain. You know, I almost wanted to just grab the bottle of Vino di Bici and just relax. It was so peaceful out there. But, and then all of a sudden I realized, oh, it's getting a little damp here in the garage. I better close the garage door.
I mean, when is the faucet going to shut off at this point? Because this is getting a little insane. Mother Nature.
Well, you can't win, can you? I mean, it's either no rain and a total drought, or it's too much rain and we're flooded.
I mean, this is getting a little ridiculous, though, right? Because every single day we essentially get rain. Even if it doesn't rain during the day, then we get rain overnight. Now, everything's lush, everything's green, it's gorgeous. But you know what's not so gorgeous right now? The mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are not fun. They are hungry. They are biting. Taking Aspen for a walk is like a feat unto myself because I am swatting. Yesterday, I have 6 bites behind one ear. I don't know if it was the same mosquito or if at some point, you know, I just got mauled in the middle of the woods. I have no idea. Doesn't matter how much DEET I use. Doesn't matter how much of the peppermint stuff I use. Doesn't matter. They don't care. They're not scared of any of it. Nothing is keeping them away from me, and I'm kind of over it already. We're only a couple days into mosquito season, essentially, because it feels like they really just hatched last week, right? Mm-hmm. But now they're hungry, and they're vicious, and it's just not fun.
They're pretty horrible, and to a lesser extent, the gnats aren't really fun either.
It's a very
buggy summer.
It is, because it's just so damp. It feels like we're in a swamp or something right now, because it's a little humid. It's a little, you know, like gross out. The heat's coming now, and now we have the mosquitoes to contend with. Obviously, I am a great outdoors person. You can tell by my reaction to the mosquitoes. I'm kind of over it already. I'm kind of over the mosquitoes, and we're only a couple of days into their hot spot of the season, as I like to call it. I have hot spots, tons of them now, and they're biting through pants and everything. Like, I go outside, it looks like I have a mosquito net on from head to toe.
I was going to say. You need to get one of those bee suits
and a hazmat suit
and go out into the world.
I will go outside when it's 85 and I will have a hoodie on. I will have it tied around my head so tight that all you can see is like my face. That's it. I'll have things like down past my hands. I'll have like long pants on. Doesn't matter. They're biting right through it because that's how mosquitoes are. They're awful little creatures, and I don't know why anybody ever thought we needed them in the world.
Well, you're going to have to bear with it because it's going to be a long few months.
It is. I know. And that's what Corey said to me the other night. He was watching me go outside. And he's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm taking the dog out. He's like, this is how you take the dog out? I said, this is how I have to take the dog out if I want to survive the mosquitoes. Now, he understands that mosquitoes just absolutely love me. So he totally understands. And I think he gets tired of watching me be in swarms of them as well, because that's what happens anytime we're outside. Nobody else has a mosquito around them. Where are they all at? They're around me. I look like I'm being swarmed and they're trying to carry me off to be like their mosquito queen or something. I have no idea, but they're ferocious little creatures this year. So enjoy the summer, folks. Why do we live here? There are times of the year where we question why we live where we live. There's like a few weeks out of the year where you're like, this is gorgeous. This is amazing. And then there are other times you're like, why do we do this? What are we doing with our lives? How does this work? Kind of thing. But it could be Florida. It could be in the triple digits already. Uh-huh. So I'll take, I guess, what
could
we
be
got.
Worse.
I'll just look like I'm, I don't know. I don't even know what I look like. I look like I'm in a sleeping bag. That's essentially what I look like when I go outside to put her out to potty. Because
goes that crazy lady again. She's taking the dog out. Look, she's bundled in her parka.
That's what the neighbors are probably thinking. I'm sweating to death, but it's better than having welts all over my body, because that's essentially what happens. So I'm kind of over all of it already.
There's a point, right, where you just don't care what you look like. You just go out because you have to face the music. You have to face the storm of mosquitoes.
Oh, but turn the faucet off already, Mother Nature. We're good, at least for a couple days. Like, we aren't asking for a dried out summer now. Like, we don't need all this rain and then no moisture whatsoever. But how about we do it in moderation? Have you noticed that Mother Nature, she has no moderation skills at all? Like, it's kind of all or nothing with her. You get 12 inches of snow in a week, and then we got nothing for a really long time, which I'm not going to really complain about, but it was weird, right? And now with the moisture, we're getting all of this moisture, and then if we ask her to not send it, then we're not going to get anything, and it's going to be completely dry. Like, a little moderation would be good. We need to teach Mother Nature how to moderate things just a little bit better. Speaking of moderation, did you see this in the headlines? This is a story we talked about yesterday. If you were listening, Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating champion, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are having a bit of a kerfuffle, because Joey Chestnut is now the face of the Impossible brand, which is the vegan brand of hot dogs.
He's getting healthy. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
For a paycheck.
Yes, exactly. We don't know what that undisclosed amount is quite yet, but now he's making headlines for a whole different reason. Because after he was banned from Nathan's hot dog eating contest this year, there's a little silver lining for anybody that really wants to watch this on the 4th of July, because he's now free to face off against his longtime rival, Takiro Kobayashi, again. It's happening on Labor Day, and it's going to air live on Netflix. They're calling it Chestnut versus Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef. Now, let's be honest, that's a great title. The last time these two competed against each other was 2009, and Chestnut won. He ate 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Kobayashi ate 64 and a half. But Kobayashi cut ties with Nathan's in 2010 because he refused to sign an exclusive contract. Now, Chestnut says that through all of his years in competitive eating, Kobayashi stands out as his fiercest rival. Competing against him pushed him to do better, so it's time to give the people really what they want. Do people really want this, or is this a Joey Chestnut Kobayashi thing? I'm not sure the people really want this, but you know, whatever, to get viewers on Netflix, I guess.
Wow, the drama going on there. It's like Greek mythology between everything that's happening in the hot dog eating world.
Right?
Wow.
Forget the swords.
Intense.
Forget the armor. Yeah. We've got hot dogs, people. Hot dogs. Oh, you thought you were immersed in Shakespeare right now.
Right?
Shakespeare,
the drama. Ugh,
Shakespeare has nothing on hot dog eating contests.
Those hot dogs shall be banished.
Oh my gosh. These are the times we live in, though. I mean, mosquitoes carrying me off and hot dog eating contest live on Netflix because that's what the world wants, apparently. Who knew? Who knew that's what the world wanted?
Well, at least Joey Chestnut's getting his name out there into the world.
Sure.
He might just become an even bigger star. And I don't know who watches these things.
I don't know.
I mean, who sits down for the afternoon so they can watch the hot dog eating contest on whatever channel it's on? Wow.
It's an ESPN subsidiary usually, but obviously enough people that they continue to roll it out each and every year. I mean, you know, there are times when you can't really be outside on the 4th of July. Parts of the country do sometimes get rain. It's sometimes too hot to be outside during the day. So apparently, instead of finding real TV, we tune to the MLE or the Major League Eating Competitions of life.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Because you've been in this crazy world of radio for a while, much like I have, and because you know from time to time in radio, you always have those wacky promotions where you have to do something crazy. Have you ever done anything that's been so just bizarre? I mean, something that you never would have done other than having to do it in radio.
It was so wacky. It was weird because we had what was called the Yellow Dime promotion and when we were in South Dakota. And we basically worked with the ethanol companies because they wanted to promote ethanol at the pumps. And so I don't really understand where the Yellow Dimes came in. All I knew is I had to be out at random gas stations on random days of the week pumping people's gas. Like, it was very, very strange. I mean, it wasn't one of those weird, wild, wacky, you know, internet viral moments, but I remember standing there pumping people's gas going, what are we doing out here, and why did I just get high on paint fumes for Yellow Dimes? Like, I had no idea where the Yellow Dimes came in. Apparently, when you got change back, if you got a Yellow Dime or something, you got some sort of ethanol prize, maybe like a free tank of gas or something. I never really did understand why I stood in the basement of the radio station in Mitchell painting Yellow Dimes and getting high off of the fumes and then going out and pumping people's gas.
Because there was some salesperson that thought that would be a great idea.
Sure. I got paid to stand out there.
Did you ever do one of those things where you did like a fundraiser at a restaurant where then you were waiting tables or anything like
that? No, we never had to do any of that. No, our salespeople kind of knew where our limits were as far as what they were going to make us and not make us do. And I had a few limits. I mean, I didn't ever have to do anything too crazy, but there were times when they would come to me, and you've been in this situation, where they tell you about this glorious, amazing idea that they have, and you're like, really? Are you going to be out there to do it with me?
Yeah. I had one of those. This was years ago. Bungee jumped in Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
All for radio. We did like a remote broadcast out there.
How did that go, by the way?
Not so much.
No, I don't bungee jump. I wouldn't bungee jump. I mean, the other thing that I did was organize a bake-off. We had a bake-off at one of our local grocery stores around Thanksgiving, where the person who, you know, won the bake-off, and we had judges from the bakery department at said grocery store. We had one from the tech school in town, the culinary instructor from over there, and then the manager of the grocery store. They were all the official judges. Now, it was really awesome because we did remotes intertwined with people bringing in their pies for this pie bake-off. And it was super, super fun, except for the fact that we expected like 5 pies to show up. Now, mind you, this was a 100,000-watt station in South Dakota where everything's flat. So the signal went for as far as you could possibly go from border to border and even over said border into Nebraska and sometimes Minnesota and maybe the tip of Iowa. We ended up with 89 pies.
Whoa.
So it was was small bites. Everybody took really small bites, but we are also giving away groceries for Thanksgiving shopping through this said grocery store. And so obviously that was a heck of a deal, you know, and then we also gave away 5 turkeys because we wanted to make sure that, you know, because again, we thought like 10 people were going to show up with their pies. So we thought, you know, let's at least make it worth their while. And then 89 pies showed up. And then I think there were even people who came afterwards, but we had already started the taste testing. So you got to draw a line somewhere. Like you have to draw a line in the sand at some point. So, I mean, it wasn't wild, wacky, and crazy, but I sure do remember some pie. And there were some really good ones, Finn, and there were some not so great ones. And obviously the better ones took home the prizes. But
did you channel your inner Joey Chestnut at that moment,
man,
then?
You kind of had to. As soon as we looked at the table of pies and everybody who was judging looked around, they were like, now we have to take a bite of all of these pies. And then you just felt like you had to go work out for an hour afterwards because you had just it consumed so much pie. And literally, we were using baby forks to do it because there was just so much pie.
Yeah.
So not bungee jumping, but a lot of pie.
On the razor's edge there.
That's right. That's about as crazy as I get at a remote, quite honestly, is 89 pies showing up. Hey, we've got to give away some stuff, or at least try to here this morning, because we only have a couple more days left in the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Speaking of prizes, we're giving away our daily and grand prizes, and all you have to do is text us the word of the hour to qualify. Now, today's word of the hour, which we're going to take until 8 a.m., is civic, C-I-V-I-C. That is the word that you need to text us using your Civic Media app so that you can qualify for maybe a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack where you too can do your own bungee jumping. You can maybe win the daily prize. We give away one of these per day, which is a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, or you can be one of our 2 grand prize winners and you get a choice of a staycation. You can go to Fort Atkinson and stay at Cottage on the Lake, and that includes a pontoon boat. You can choose to go to Lake Geneva and stay at Harbor Shores, or you can go to Door County and choose the Ridges Inn and Suites. We're even going to give you the gas to get there and get home because, well, you know, it's a staycation. We want you to just go have fun and not worry about too much stuff. But you can only win those prizes, Finn, if you text us the word civic before 8 a.m. using your Civic Media app. So let's get on that. We'll keep reminding you before 8 o'clock to get that word to us. But, look at the text rolling this morning. I love it. It's like magic. You say the words and then things light up. It's awesome. It's pretty cool how that works. Now, we got to take a look at the forecast because, well, we've got some sun this morning, but apparently we're going to get some more clouds by this afternoon. Who would have guessed it? Thank you, Mother Nature. We also have another chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Yay, mosquitoes. We're looking for a high in the mid-80s. I am totally over them. I'm totally over the little things. I'm just going to walk around with some spray in my hand and spray them as they land on me. That's how it's all going down for the rest of the summer. Mostly clear tonight, down to 56, and then sun tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Right now, it is 67.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather-ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Remember, birthdays and anniversaries coming up yet this hour. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. It's the Stones now. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now, and we are still taking qualifiers until 8 o'clock in our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. The word of this hour that you need to text us using your Civic Media app is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. That is the word we need so that you can qualify for hourly prizes. We give away one of these per hour every time we give a word. That's a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. You can also qualify for the daily prize. One of these is given away per day. It's a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. I'm telling you, once you sit in the club level, you're never going back to the regular seats. And we're also giving away two grand prizes, which is a staycation. And you get your choice of trips. You can go to Fort Atkinson and stay at Cottage on the Lake. You're even going to get the pontoon to cruise around in. You can go to Lake Geneva and stay at Harbor Shores or Door County and stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We'll give you the gas money to get there and get back. But you can only qualify for those prizes if you text us the word CIVIC before 8 o'clock and get in to the drawing for all of this really great stuff. Today and tomorrow, your last chance is to qualify. So make sure your Civic Media app is ready. And right now, text us the word CIVIC so that you can get in on hourly, daily, and grand prizes. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we might see some more clouds by later this afternoon and maybe another chance of showers and thunderstorms. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more about that. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. And remember, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us before 8 o'clock to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, oh, we have so much going on this morning. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up as well. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970. It is time for your community calendar now, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for Butterfest in Reedsburg. Family-friendly fun for everyone. Great food, rides, games, events, and so much more. For all the details and a full schedule of the events, visit ButterfestReedsburg.org. This will take place Wednesday through Sunday in Reedsburg. On Saturday, June 15th, it's going to be the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch. It's a part of June Dairy Month celebration in Wisconsin. The brunch features a menu of pizza, grilled cheese sandwiches, yogurt, cheese, sassy cow milk, and ice cream sundaes. A variety of events will be available for all ages, including horse-drawn wagon rides, a petting zoo, children games, a balloon artist, music, kids pedal pull, cloggers, and so much more. This will be held at the 5th Generation Homestead on O'Connor Road in Lodi. Again, this is Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. $9 for ages 11 and up, $5 for ages 4 to 10, and kids 3 and under are free. And you also get $1 off your admission price with a donated food item for the food pantry. Again, it's the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch, all happening on Saturday, June 15th.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Time for sports here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Say baseball continued last night as DePere got an 8-1 win over Wastosha Central in the Division 1 semifinals. Sun Prairie also victorious, taking down Oak Creek 11-4. With that, DePere and Sun Prairie will meet in the championship game today at 6 o'clock. In Division 2, it was Edgewood and Mosinee coming away with wins. The Crusaders 4-3 over Kettle Moraine Lutheran, and Mosinee an 8-1 win against La Crosse Logan. That championship game will be today at 3. Prior to that, at noon, it's going to be Kenosha St. Joseph meeting Aquinas. And then right away this morning, Solon Springs Northwood will be challenging Elvis Drum for the Division 4 crown. State soccer gets started today at Uline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. There'll be semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4. Plymouth and Rice Lake will meet today in Division 3. And then McFarland and Catholic Memorial meet on the other side of that one. It's unbeaten Cedar Grove Belgium going against Regis McDonald Central Catholic. And then Keele will meet the Prairie School. That's for the semifinals for Division 4. Then tomorrow, it's going to be Wanakee, the top seed for Division 1, meeting Kimberly. Brookfield East and Muskego will meet in the other matchup there. And then for Division 2, Oregon is going to be going against River Falls. Cedarburg and Whitefish Bay will meet in the other semifinal. The four championship games all held on Saturday. Check out WIAWI for a bracket and all the details for all the tournaments. The Brewers take the series against the Toronto Blue Jays with a 5-4 win yesterday. Willy Adames crushed a two-run blast to cap off what was a five-run, six-inning for the crew. It was 5-1 heading into the ninth. That's when the Blue Jays scored three runs to make it close, but the Brewers able to hold on for the victory. Milwaukee off today. They're going to be back at it tomorrow when the team will start a three-game set at home versus the Cincinnati Reds. And a late charge from the Dallas Mavericks was too little too late after a huge third quarter allowed the Boston Celtics to earn the victory and the 3-0 lead in the NBA Finals, 106-99, the final in that third game. Boston has a chance to win it all in Dallas tomorrow night. Otherwise, Game 5 returns to Boston on Monday. And the third major of the year gets started today, the U.S. Open in golf. It's held at Pinehurst No. 2 in Pinehurst, North Carolina. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 65.
99.7.
7:43 right now. Well, that forecast sounds like a great weekend to get outside and do some fun stuff for Dad on Father's Day. That is coming up. Make sure you get the shaving cream and the tie ready to go. Maybe even a mug for Dad. You know he deserves it. Only the best, right? Here's David Lee Roth. We really do need to spend more time on Dad, by the way. It's California Girls on Max FM. David Lee Roth, there is California Girls, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, it's not Jenny 8675309 or Jenny or whatever David Lee Roth is calling the remake of that, but we'll take it this morning, Finn. It's good.
He's the king of the remakes, isn't he?
Well, you got to know where your bread is buttered, I guess, if you're David Lee Roth, right? Now, we are still taking qualifiers for about 14 more minutes in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. The word that you are texting us through that Civic Media app this hour is civic. So make sure you get us that word so that you can qualify for hourly, daily, and grand prizes. Today and tomorrow is it. That's all you got left to qualify for all of this great stuff. So make sure you are texting today when you hear the word of the hour. And again, before 8 o'clock, your word is civic. Now, don't forget, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is standing by. He's going to tell us in just a few minutes why weekends are best. And boy, oh boy, I feel like I need to hydrate for that list because it's a long one this weekend. So we'll get to that in just a moment. In the meantime, let's do some celebrating today, Finn. It is time for our birthday list, and we have a good list of celebrities that we've got to talk through. And of course, you know, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can also text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Should we just jump in? Because this is a good list. Cody Smith McPhee, who plays Nightcrawler in X-Men Apocalypse, Deadpool 2, and Dark Phoenix, is 28 years old today. Aaron Taylor Johnson is also celebrating a birthday. He's 34. Now, he plays Quicksilver in Avengers Age of Ultron and the human star of 2014's Godzilla. He was just Aaron Johnson until he married 50 Shades of Grey director Sam Taylor Wood, and then they combined their last names to become the Taylor Johnsons. They do have two kids, and she's a cougar, by the way. She's 57, and today he celebrates his 34th birthday.
And so, he's rumored to be the next James Bond. Nothing confirmed yet, but
be a big step, I think, in his career, because obviously being married to the 50 Shades director, he's done okay, but playing James Bond would be a big step in his career, mm-hmm. for sure. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, they played Michelle Tanner on Full House. They are celebrating their 38th birthday. Now, they're 38.
They should perpetually be 8 or 9 years old, and
exactly.
That's it.
They were adorable. They've gone on to have a great career designing clothing. Their sister Elizabeth is actually the Scarlet Witch in MCU, in case you didn't know the connection there between the family. Kate Dennings, you know her from Two Broke Girls, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, and the Thor movie. She is also 38 years old. Captain America in MCU, Chris Evans, is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Before he was the Human Torch, he was the Human Torch in the first two Fantastic Four movies. We also have Ethan Embry celebrating a birthday. He's 46 years old. Now, he's a character actor who is one of the best actors to play Rusty Griswold in the Vacation movies. He was Rusty in Vegas Vacation. He now plays Lily Tomlin's son Coyote on Grace and Frankie, if you're a fan of that show. And I believe that's a Netflix series, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve O, who was in Jackass and Wild Boys, he was, kind of the clown in both of those. He's celebrating his 50th birthday. We have Rivers Cuomo celebrating a birthday, lead singer of Weezer and one of the main contributors to the whole hipster wear thick black glasses thing. Some of their hits, of course, for Weezer include Buddy Holly. We might pull that out. I think I can find it in the library this morning. Undone, the sweater song, and Say It Isn't So. He is 54 years old. Ally Sheedy, a member of the Brat Pack who tore it up in the Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, War Games, and Short Circuit, is 62 years old. 62 for Ally Sheedy. Now,
that the documentary is going to drop today on Hulu?
Yes.
The Brat Pack doc? Yeah.
Yes, yes. So if you're a fan and you want to check it, it's just called Brats. And I actually have some highlights as long as we're talking Ally Sheedy. And I want to give too much away, but, you know, we'd love for you to check out the documentary if you're a baby of the 80s. Andrew McCarthy, who actually directed this, and John Cryer says that was just a complete not nice person. He used other words on the set.
What, Cryer said that Andrew McCarthy wasn't a nice person?
Yeah, like not nice at all. Mm. As part of the Brat Pack days, maybe Andrew McCarthy was too stuck playing his role and John Cryer was too much of a ducky for it to all come together. At any rate, Andrew McCarthy, as long as we're talking about Ally Sheedy, apparently had a big crush on her in the Brat Pack days.
Well,
you'll find this
didn't?
Out in the documentary. She was adorable. She's still adorable.
I mean, Ally Sheedy, that character in the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually That probably comes closest to my personality is Ally Sheedy's in The Breakfast
adorable.
Club.
She was absolutely adorable. And Ally Sheedy is still just, I think she's still adorable. I don't know if you say that about somebody at her age with her qualifications.
Sure you can.
She truly is. She truly is. Now, Andrew McCarthy actually wore a wig in the final scene of Pretty in Pink. You'll find this out in that Bratz documentary. The ending had to be reshot to show him getting with Molly Ringwald. He'd already cut his hair, though, for his next role. So the best thing they could do was put a wig on him. Demi Moore had a sober coach on the set of St. Elmo's Fire. Demi Moore was going through a few things at that point in time. Mm-hmm. The instrumental love song in St. Elmo's Fire, speaking of that, we play that here on Max FM. That was number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100, in case you didn't remember John Parr's song. Molly Ringwald, who also was adorable, she didn't participate in this documentary because she wants to keep looking forward in her career, not backward. So you won't see her as part of this Bratz documentary on Hulu. Okay. And then Emilio Estevez, he refused to do more movies with anyone from the Brat Pack after The Breakfast Club because he didn't want to be typecast. So those are a few things you'll find out in the Bratz Hulu documentary.
But
so
wait,
check
but
that
isn't
out.
Emilio is in St. Elmo's Fire, right?
Yes.
But didn't St. Elmo's Fire come after The Breakfast Club?
I don't know.
We'll dig into it
during the break. But yeah, I promise I'll have an answer for you the next time we talk. I'll get into that.
Cool.
Hannah Storm from she was on the early show. She was an anchor for that. Now she's over on ESPN. She's also 62 today. Tim Allen, the star of Last Man Standing and of course Home Improvement. He was also the voice of Buzz Lightyear and Santa in the Santa Claus movies. He's 71. Stellan Skarsgård. He's a Swedish actor who was Bootstrap Bill in the two Pirates of the Caribbean movies and Eric Selvig in the Thor and Avenger movies. He's 73 today. Richard Thomas, John Boy on the Waltons. Good night, John Boy.
Good night. Good night, Mary Ellen.
Exactly. Went through the whole list. I won't do it for you, but I could because my mom loves that show. He's celebrating his 73rd birthday today. He also played Bill in the ABC miniseries version of Stephen King's The It. You talk about two roles that were completely different from one another. Those would be it. And then we also have Dennis LaCourier, who is celebrating a birthday today. He's 75 years old. He was the lead singer for Dr. Hook. Turns out not a very nice person, as I got to find out one year at the Corn Palace Festival way back in the day.
That does not surprise me.
Uh-huh. Yelled at people, yelled at the sound guy, walked off stage after singing like a quarter of cover of the Rolling Stone. And that was pretty much all we saw of Dr. Hook for the entire time. So there you go. Now, their biggest hit, speaking of the cover of the Rolling Stone, was written in 1972. And it was actually written by poet Shel Silverstein. Remember reading about him when you were a kid?
Yeah,
I love Shel Silverstein. And as promised, once the band got on the cover, they each bought 5 copies for their mothers. Well, you have to, because it's in the song. That's what we know of the song. So you got to do those things. And then finally, Malcolm McDowell is celebrating his 81st birthday.
Cool.
He was Alex in Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. Such a great movie. He also played Kesley in the underrated 1995 classic Tank Girl. He was also Terrence on Entourage and Dr. Loomis in Ron Zombie's Halloween movie. So kind of a career for Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add anybody to the list, it's very easy. You just have to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, taking a quick look at this forecast, because I got to get to Ben Bromley. We've got to give ourselves time. Again, pacing ourselves and all that this morning. Some clouds rolling in later today. Highs in the mid-80s. Now, we do have a chance for some showers or some thunderstorms once again today, Finn. Mostly clear tonight. Night down to 56, and then more sun tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. As we look ahead to your Father's Day weekend, we're talking 70s on Saturdays and then almost 90 by Sunday. So if Dad loves to be outside, this is going to be the weekend for him, I guess. Make sure you have some cool stuff prepared because, well, we don't want Dad to get too overheated once he sees that necktie.
Keep that AC running.
That's right. Once he sees that necktie, there's no holding him back after that. Right now, it is 65. It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce joins us after this so he can tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab 2 large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
It's a grand night for singing.
I can't wait to hear more about this because you're part of this new production at Baraboo Theater Guild, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, but holy buckets, this is a jam-packed calendar.
Yes, it is.
There is a lot going on, so if you want to spoil Dad on this Father's Day weekend, well, you're going to have the opportunity, and then there's a couple events that
cares about Dad.
I know. Again, aftershave, necktie, and maybe whatever candy is left over at Walgreens. That's what dads get on Father's Day.
Amen, sister.
But you've obviously experienced this a time
yes,
or two in your
I
life.
I have.
But we'll get into all sorts of things, including some stuff that's happening early next week before we talk again. So let's just jump in because it really is full. Where would you like to begin on this calendar?
Let's do it. It's Thursday, so we got to start with Thursday evening's concerts on the square.
Yes.
Tonight it's Frank Martin Bush and the Names. And of course, you know, I'm a Southwest Wisconsin native myself, and the Bush is a big name there in big bands. And we're happy to have the Frank Martin Bush Group.
Yeah,
here
it's going to be
tonight
a great
at 7
time.
p.m.
It's going to be a great time. Bring the lawn chair, grab the blanket, and lots of bug spray because the mosquitoes are vicious with all of the moisture that we've had the last few weeks. Yeah. Now, we also have a whole bunch of stuff going on starting tomorrow. So let's jump into tomorrow so we can parse through the weekend. So where would you like to start with this?
We certainly do. So we got a little bit of live music. We have Dale Glaudell performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 5:30 until 8:30. Also Friday night, at Balanced Rock Winery, we have the Ryan Craig Band from 6 to 8:30. And then, as you mentioned, my personal favorite, and I'm 100% biased, Baraboo Theater Guild is opening its latest production. They're doing a Rodgers and Hammerstein review called A Grand Night for Singing. So basically what this is a compilation of Rodgers and Hammerstein songs from dozens of musicals, a lot of familiar tunes, and it's an ensemble cast. There's 14 of us who are going to be performing solos, duets, ensemble numbers, and it's going to be at the Campus Theater on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
All right, and tickets on sale right now, and you can go over to Baraboo Theater Guild's website to check those out, see where you can purchase those, and maybe even buy them online. Should be a great time, and get to hear a whole lot of singing chops from some really awesome people. So check that out if you love some live theater. Now, as we get into Saturday, I mean, like, it scrolled right off the page. There's so much going on here. So where would we like to start for Saturday?
Well, we always like to start with the farmer's market.
Yes.
Downtown. And, of course, you can make a day of it, not only the downtown farmer's market, but you can roll that right into Art June, which is another big highlight for this weekend. So this is the art fair presented by Spirit Lake Arts. It'll be on the square and around the square from 9 until 4 on Saturday. This is a big annual favorite.
Yeah, they've been doing this for many, many years, so definitely check it out.
59 years!
I know, it's crazy. You can buy some really cool stuff. You can check out some really awesome works. I mean, it's everything basically from jewelry to metalwork, and it's everything in between. It's really awesome. Very relaxed atmosphere, so go check out what some of these artisans are doing right here in this area. Always a great event. Now, that's not really all we have, though, because there is a lot of stuff happening around a town as well. A lot of live music, so what else should we highlight here?
Yes, Balanced Rock Winery is celebrating its 5th birthday already, if you can believe that.
Goodness.
It feels like it's just a toddler, but
right?
Here it is. It's 5 years old already.
Exactly.
And that's going to be an all-day affair from 11 till 8, all kinds of festivities there. And like you mentioned, we've got some live music. Broken Bottle's got a doubleheader going. We've got Bob McNerlin performing from 1:30 until 4:30, and then they're going to have Caleb Woods after that. He'll be